Okay, I'd like to call this meeting of the Summit Hills School District 161 Board of Education to order. Will you please rise and join us in our Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Can we have a roll call, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward.
Here.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Here.
Mr. Faber. Here. Mr. Marin.
Here.
Mrs. Borgens.
Here.
Mrs. Werner.
Here.
Mr. Doyle.
Here. Okay, all board members are present and accounted for. We welcome you to our special meeting this evening. Do we have anybody signed in for public comments? No public comments. So we're going to move right to the action items. First item under new business is the approval of agreement between Board of Education for Summit Hill School District 161, Will County, Illinois, and Summit Hill Council AFT Local 604, AFT, IFT, AFL-CIO, 2013-2014, 2014-2015, and 2015-2016 agreement. Can I have the recommended motion that we move the Board of Education of Summit Hill School District 161 accept the collective bargaining agreement with the Summit Hill Council of the American Federation Teachers, Local 604, AFT, IFT, AFL-CIO for the years 2013-14 through the years 2014-15, 2015-16 in accordance with the tentatively agreed to documents.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Marin.
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens.
Aye.
Mrs. Werner.
Aye.
Mr. Ward.
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher.
Aye.
Mr. Faber, I must abstain to avoid conflict of interest because I'm employed by Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, which is also the insurance agent for the district. And Mr. Doyle.
Aye. Okay, so the motion carries. We had six yeas and one abstain and no nays on that. We will at this time have the union leadership come up and we will formally both sign the collective bargaining agreement. So I'm going to invite the union leadership to come on up. And we have a special pen, by the way. Oh. I believe it was used by George Washington. No, probably not. They didn't have cross pens back in that time. So, yeah, sure. Come on around.
Yep.
Are we of? Kim, good. Oh, they're in there. Perfect.
Yes.
Pronounce your name.
All right.
That's okay.
Just one little.
Sure. Got through the B and then didn't know where he was going with that.
That's okay. All right. We need a TA. Mediator. All right. All right, you know what? I know you said, let me go through and sign all three of them. Yeah, that'll save us a little bit. That'll be one of your copies.
Well, there's two sets.
I'm only kidding.
It's on the other two while we're waiting, right?
David, you had to catch your breath before that. Huh? Did you have to catch your breath before that?
Congratulations.
Thank you.
No. Commission.
Thank you very much.
You can't do it.
So there's very specific.
Or it has to be for work. Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
We've always had a long-standing history, I think, of very, very deep mutual respect between the union and the board and administration here at Summit Hill. And this teacher's contract that we have ratified this evening and goes into effect certainly acknowledges that with it. And I want to extend congratulations to both negotiating teams that went through a collective bargaining process and arrived at the reasonable agreement that we came to tonight. And we want to extend our congratulations to both teams, and we want to tell our teachers, keep doing the fantastic job you guys do. You make us really shine as a district, and you are truly the place where the rubber hits the road here. So we appreciate that, and we appreciate you coming out tonight for the signing.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
The next item is just not as marquee of an item, to be honest with you. Doesn't have that appeal with it. It is the approval of the application to submit maintenance project grants. Do we need to take a 2 to 3 minute timeout just to let anybody who wants to escape from the meeting at this point? Thank you. We'll take a quick intermission here.
Thank you.
But we're gonna do project grants.
Yeah.
But it's a project grant application.
Well, I went to, doesn't everyone want to hear about
right. that? Right. Like, yeah. It's awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep. Thanks.
Okay, we will reconvene our meeting here, and the next order of business again is the approval of the application to submit maintenance project grant to the Illinois State Board of Education. This is over on page 45 in your board book. And we recommend a motion we authorize the superintendent to submit the district's maintenance project grant application to the Illinois State Board of Education as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mrs. Werner?
Aye.
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mr. Doyle?
Aye. Okay, the motion carries. We do have some personnel and property matters to discuss in closed session, but we don't have any action items thereafter. So, can I have the recommended motion? Let me pull up that page. On page 59. Here we go. I recommend a motion that we move to go into closed session according to 5 ILCS 120/2C1 to consider information regarding appointment, employment, compensation, discipline, performance, or dismissal of specific employees or officers of the district or legal counsel for the district, including hearing testimony and complaint lodged against an employee or against legal counsel for the district to determine its validity, and according to 5 ILCS 120/2C6 for the purpose of the discussion of the setting of a price for sale or lease of property owned by the district. Now, the recommended motion, please.
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, can I have a roll call vote, please, Mr. Faber?
Mr. Ward?
Aye.
Mrs. Kohlbacher?
Aye.
Mr. Faber? Aye. Mr. Marin?
Aye.
Mrs. Borgens?
Aye.
Mrs. Werner?
Aye.
Doyle?
Aye. Okay. We are going into closed session, so. Okay, we are back in open session. Can I have a motion to adjourn the meeting, please?
So moved.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any questions or discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion acknowledge by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, the motion carries.